What do Chris Dim and Demi Moore have in common?
Well, big fans of General Hospital.
That's a third thing. That's another thing.
Did not groom our pubes in the 80s and 90s.
All they do is have things in common. The two of them together. No, they didn't groom. I don't know if they groom their pubes now.
I do.
She probably
does. I know.
Yeah,
I know
the
answer. Oh, you know the answer. I bet she does and you don't. That's my guess. I don't know the answer to either of those.
Big fans of Charlie's Angels. She was in one of the movies.
Yes, she was. She was in the movie, and she said at the time she liked Charlie's Angels when she was growing up.
I think Demi and I could hang.
Oh, I do too, yeah. I liked her best of all the people. Well, I liked her a lot when I watched the Andrew McCarthy documentary Bratz. I thought she came off outstanding, whereas he came off whiny. I thought
Is it one of those game recognized games? Because many people say you're whiny.
Yeah. Maybe it was. Biggie, are you going to step in here?
No.
Maybe it was a game recognized. Andrew McCarthy comes off as whiny. Now, I was watching Pretty in Pink over the weekend.
As most really? Were.
And most, a lot of people were. And I just thought to myself, Andrew McCarthy, I no longer think of you in the same light because I used to like you so much. And then
you can't enjoy the work?
I could enjoy the work. I just felt like, God, you were so whiny in that Bratz documentary. I just didn't like the way he came off in that Bratz documentary. And I've talked to many others about this.
Really?
Yes. I have brought it up to many people. And most of them say, I don't know what you're talking about.
Why would you watch a documentary about those people?
Almost to a man, they've all said, I don't know who or what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And why would you waste your time?
What? Who?
Yes. Yes. And then they say, you watched Pretty in Pink like this weekend? You watched Pretty? I did. I watched. And he looked so young. And I thought, you have so much promise. And you flushed it because you were called a brat packer. Mm-hmm. And who cares? You know? And he came off. And I watched that documentary. And the more I think about it, the more I think, I just wasted my time watching this documentary. Okay? But Demi Moore was a ray of sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
As was Ally Sheedy. I thought the women were a lot better than the men in that. By the way, as Beetlejuice opens, another factoid I had, this goes along with the Brat Packers, some people who turned down the role that eventually went to Winona Ryder, Molly Ringwald turned down the role. Could have been the Winona Ryder character in the original Beetlejuice. So did Sarah Jessica Parker, Jennifer Connelly, Brooke Shields, and Diane Lane. All turned it down before a little-known Winona Ryder got the role.
Winona Ryder, I mentioned this last week, she once again shaded Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi.
Again?
What? Yes.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
They're co-stars on Stranger Things.
They are. Now, she mentioned her before.
Mm-hmm.
Last week I told you that she was giving an interview and she said, I don't like these young actors and actresses who say they don't watch movies.
This is Winona talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is something that Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi has said.
Yes.
Well, this week she gave another interview and was asked about the Stranger Things cast and wrapping up. This is going to be the last season.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, I'm going to really miss everybody. All the boys. I'm going to miss Sadie. And I'm going to miss, Ethan Hawke's daughter's name?
Maya. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
You.
Yeah, that's it. He's right. It's Maya Hawke.
I guess.
She said, I'm going to miss all the boys. I'm going to miss David, David Harbour. I'm going to miss Sadie. I'm going to miss Maya.
And that's it.
Do you
know MBBBJ?
Completely left off.
MBBBBJ.
Yes.
Do you think that MBBBBJ has a little bit of a, like her head's gotten a little bit bigger?
Absolutely.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because she was the breakout star to me.
She was, yes. Now they've all done well.
Yeah. But she's the name, you know.
Yeah. And frankly, it gave Winona
a new career. A new start.
But she's also the one who does say things like, which I don't believe, I don't watch movies.
But I do believe
Millie
that.
Bobby says
I do believe
think,
that.
Really?
I don't think young people watch movies. I've told you that. My kids don't watch movies. They.
Well, your daughter likes horror movies.
She does, but fewer and fewer. Mostly, they watch 30-second clips on their phone.
It's the truth.
My son absolutely does not like. Anytime I suggest a movie, he says, no, I don't care. My son's probably been to the theater on his own 4 times, you know. With friends. They went to see, what's that one that was so big about the atomic bomb?
Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Ew.
And
did they walk out?
He saw it with his friends, and I asked him if he liked it, and he said, I didn't understand it. You know, he's like, it's really long, and I could tell he was bored, but he's bored after a minute and a half. You know, he's not going to stick through a movie. When I force him to watch one, even I'll see him looking around, even movies he likes.
Yeah.
I just think younger people, movies are hard sells for them because they are so conditioned to watch things in 2-minute packages.
In TikTok form.
They don't watch sporting events. We mentioned that the other day.
Yeah.
All they want to watch is the highlight and the building of the team. So I think that's why I think movies are in trouble. Speaking of which, this is what Demi Moore and Chris Dim have in common, other than not shaving their pubes in the 80s and liking General Hospital. Mm-hmm. They both have had shingles. Demi Moore got shingles when shooting her new movie and lost 20 pounds.
Ugh.
She has a movie called The Substance, and during it, they had to stop filming for a week because she had a painful rash and the shingles, and she had not gotten her shingle shot. And she said, I really needed to do that and didn't do it.
It's no fun.
She lost 20 pounds, and she said it looked like crazy acne, and it was the worst pain she'd ever felt, which you can imagine. He said the same thing, Chris Dim. Horrible, awful pain, yes.
I remember Chris Dim bout with shingles because it was right before he was going to Ireland, I believe.
You're exactly right, Biggie. Right.
And the painful plane ride over, because we were better, but still hurting.
Plane ride home had the mechanical issues.
That's right.
And we
had to stay an extra 2 days.
And when they stayed the extra 2 days, I told our boss, who was brand new, he's not here. He's the one person.
Look at that.
For Amanda.
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know if you noticed.
Look how we each remember that differently. I remember Chris Dim's pain and his anguish, mm-hmm. and you remember that he came back late.
2 days, 48 hours. Marked it.
Says a lot.
Marked it in permanent ink.
And I think the hotel where the airline put us up had one computer.
That's correct. That's right.
You know, 700 people, and we had like 3 minutes of internet access. And I think I had to try to wheedle my way in there and email. I can't get back.
And I wrote back, but you only saw it 24 hours later. The new boss is really, really mad. And the
I
new
hope
boss,
you know what you've done to me.
I made a point to introduce myself.
That's right. And the new boss said to me, is this an excused absence? And I said, no.
Mm-mm.
His vacation ended on Friday. No. And
I'll put it in his file.
And it's
his fault he went to Ireland.
He said, why would he go to Ireland? I said, I don't know. I don't know why. I said, I go to Myrtle so that I can always get back. Always.
Day's notice.
Notice. 3 hours, I can be back is what I said.
No more than a 10-hour drive away.
That's right. Our boss said, have you ever gone to Ireland? I said, no, and I won't. No, I'll be right here. I'll be within a 3 hours drive always. The other thing Chris Dim has in common with Demi Moore is they don't want the movie Ghost remade. And Channing Tatum is going to remake the movie Ghost.
Swayze?
Yeah, because Demi Moore said there are some movies just better left alone. And I feel like we got that one right. And Patrick Swayze has passed. And I wouldn't redo that movie. That movie came out a short time ago, 34 years.
It just came out
34 years ago, and Channing Tatum announced last year he's going to remake it, and now he's casting for it. He's in a new movie now, Channing Tatum.
Blink twice.
I don't think I've been more intrigued by a movie in a while. Because
I'd kind of like to see that, too.
It's gotten great reviews, and it's gotten horrible reviews, and I really am interested now because of this.
My wife and I are having a date night on Friday, and we might see it. I told her that. I said, we might see Blink twice. Of course, we might not. We might just sit there and do nothing.
Date night.
Yeah. Mm. We decided to do a date night. Our daughter is out of town. She has a cross-country meet out of town. And so we were alone in the house, empty nesters for the first time, you know, in a long time. So I said, how about a date night? I'll pop an edible. One thing leads to another.
Dinner at 5.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and fast forward to 9 p.m. of date night.
You better be careful if you pop your edible because you'll fall asleep on one of the main drags through town.
Oh, you're right. I can't. I don't want.
You'll be at a stoplight or at a drive-thru.
Oh man, that
asleep.
Would be awesome. I can't.
Like somebody, you know, those stories happen so often that we don't even talk about them on the show
anymore.
I can't.
I know.
Somebody asleep at the Starbucks drive-thru
because
they're drugged up.
These darned edibles and so forth. Exactly.